Now to the House of Commons, where UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces key votes on his withdrawal agreement bill today. And he might even, hold on to your hats here, he might even win one of them. John Rentoul, the chief political commentator with The Independent. It is remarkable that, isn't it? People like you believe Boris Johnson could actually win a Brexit vote today.
Yes, I think he could win the first vote tonight at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a vote on the principle of the bill to implement the Brexit deal. And by my calculations, he has a majority of five. Now, five is almost the same as zero in terms of calculating these things. So it's very, very close. I mean, that could just be wiped out by three MPs. So, you know, I'm not being confident about my prediction, but I think... it does look likely that he will win. He will win that first vote.
Yes. Well, that would be a remarkable thing in itself in this whole saga, wouldn't it? But the thing is, you're saying that they're likely to lose the subsequent vote on the timetable for the Brexit withdrawal agreement bill, and that's where, if you like, the parliamentary guerrilla warfare on this legislation could come to pass. Is that right?
Exactly, because the government wants to get the legislation through in an unprecedentedly quick time frame. I mean, to get a bill of this size through Parliament in just 3 days is extraordinary. But they've been driven to that by the 31st of October deadline. Mm-hmm. And if there's to be any chance of meeting that deadline, then they've got to get the bill through all its common stages by Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow. So, you know, they really have to rush. And of course, there are MPs who think that is dangerous, and are prepared to risk, you know, weeks, if not months, of further delay in order to scrutinise the legislation properly.
And there's been a lot of talk about an amendment that would pass this legislation, but attach a second referendum to it. The prospects of that succeeding at this stage?
Not very high. I mean, very low, in fact, I would say. I mean, the point is that the MPs either want to get this deal through or they want to cancel Brexit. I mean, there aren't many MPs who would genuinely support this deal, but only if it was confirmed in a referendum. So I don't think that's going to come anywhere near succeeding, but there are other amendments that are likely to be tabled that are going to cause the government much more serious problems.
Such as the customs union and so on.
Well, indeed, the customs union, which the government describes as a wrecking amendment. I mean, I would take all that with a pinch of salt, to be honest. I mean, I do think that, you know, the government doesn't want some of these amendments to pass, but on the other hand, they are so desperate to get the bill through that I think they may well just accept one or two defeats on that and just hope to put them right later. Because, you know, Boris Johnson's big plan, of course, it must be to have a general election at some point. And if he has a majority, then he could amend the legislation afterwards.
OK, and indeed, the British Prime Minister has just risen to his feet couple of minutes in the House of Commons. And we'll go over to hear what he's saying in his opening remarks.
Mr. Speaker, I, of course, wish that this decision on our national future had been taken through a meaningful vote on Saturday, but I respect perfectly the motives of my right honourable friend, the member for West Dorset, though I disagree with the effects of his amendment. And I regret, too, that after Saturday's vote, the government has been forced to act on the advice of the Cabinet Secretary and to take the only responsible course, which is to accelerate our preparations for a no-deal outcome. But today, Mr. Speaker, we have the opportunity to put all that right. Because if this House backs this legislation, if we ratify this new deal, which I believe is profoundly in the interest of our whole United Kingdom and our European friends, we can get Brexit done and move our country on.
And the first of those votes at 7 o'clock tonight, and that was before that I was speaking to John Rentoul, the chief political commentator with The Independent.